Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. 85 today under partly cloudy skies. Slight chance for storms. Tonight, lows around 68. Slight chance for storms. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 90. Ample sunshine expected. Sunshine expected Thursday with daytime highs approaching 92. 93 Friday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Underbrook News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab has recently returned back from his trip to Washington, D.C. with other attorneys general across the nation working with the Trump administration trying to streamline voter registration, clean up voter registration databases around the nation, and what he says is working in a bipartisan manner with other Democrat states.
They want to say, look, we don't want all Social Security numbers, but if you're willing to enter into an agreement and give us just the last four, we're going to marry that with Social Security. We'll also deal with it with immigration. So we can come back and say these are the people that either A, may not be alive, or B, they're not citizens. And so as this dialogue unfolded, it was not a mandate. It's an invitation.
That was our sit-down with Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab. He's also reminding that today is Election Day. Polls open at 7 a.m. today until 7 p.m. for your local city council and school board races that may have primaries. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Back to school isn't just for backpacks and pencils. It's the perfect time to check new Kia off your shopping list at Midwest Kia. This August, Midwest Kia is helping you gear up for the new season with massive savings on our new 2025 models. Get rebates and special interest rates as low as 0%. That's right, rebates and 0% APR. You get both. Got a trade-in? Bring us any 2018 or newer model with under 100,000 miles, and we'll give you an extra $1,000 in trade assistance, no matter the make or model. And check this out. On every 2025 and 2026 Kia Sportage, Midwest Kia will match your down payment up to $2,500. Double your money, double your value. So before you grab the notebook and new kicks, make sure your back-to-school list includes a new ride from Midwest Kia. Visit the home of simple, transparent, fast, in-store or online at MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers with approved credit. Trade-in assistance valid on 2018 or newer vehicles under 100,000 miles. Down payment match on all in-stock 2025-2026 Sportage. See dealer for details.
U.S. Senators from the state of Kansas, Jerry Moran and Roger Marshall, wrapped up last week at co-sponsoring a bill that was officially presented by U.S. Senator Ted Cruz from Texas, known as the Rotor Act, regarding technology and aircraft after a three-day investigation hearing that happened last week with aviation officials regarding the crash that happened 6 months ago with the plane that originated from the city of Wichita and collided with a U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter in Washington, D.C. WIBW News reports the technology that would be proposed in the Rotor Act would allow aircraft to broadcast their positions and receive the positions of others within real time. As U.S. Senators Jerry Moran and Roger Marshall from the state of Kansas have co-sponsored the bill, releasing a joint statement saying, quote, the Rotor Act reflects many of the priorities our families have been advocating for since the tragic loss of flight number 5342. We're especially encouraged by the stronger ADSB requirements of the bill, as well as the requirement for an Army Inspector General to conduct an audit into the Army's role in our accident. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska, Mid-America, Nebraska News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, Mayor of Omaha, Nebraska, Mayor John Ewing Jr. says that the city of Omaha is set to make what they're calling the, quote, single largest investment in affordable housing as part of their effort, as they say they are working to close the gap between the, quote, haves and have-nots in the city. According to the Nebraska Examiner, they say the city's plan for a controversial streetcar has already called for the TIF or the tax increment financing revenue proceeds to help create affordable housing, but say it won't be ready until roughly 2031 or later in a statement from the mayor, he said, quote, I don't want to wait that long. We're moving the process up 5 or 6 years, jumpstarting affordable housing now rather than waiting until the income begins to roll in. The mayor and the city team wrapped up last week, officially holding a press conference and a media day talking about particular details regarding the level of proposed investment and projected number of the new dwellings. As the city said, they have been working on affordable housing since 2022 when they have used COVID-19 funds.
Back to school means your household is back online. With Blue Valley Technologies, try out a 3-month internet speed boost with no long-term commitments. Keep your family connected with 24/7 tech support plus parental controls with worry-free Wi-Fi. Sign up to receive 3 months free plus free installation. Not a current Blue Valley Technologies customer? Sign up for the best in internet service and get a $100 bill credit. Visit bluevalley.net.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners voted to rescind an earlier decision to complete asphalt overlay on a mile-and-a-half stretch of 30th Road north of Axtell. The motion to rescind followed several executive sessions, with Austin Klein voting in the negative on a 2-to-1 split. Funds for the $870,000 project will remain in the Capital Improvement Fund, and work on the road, including narrowing and a crown, will be planned, and speed limit changes considered for safety. A public hearing on the 2026 budget, which would allow exceeding the revenue neutral rate, is set for September 8th at 8:30 a.m. The final draft is set for publication at 44.368, a 2.79 mil increase year over year. Washington County Commissioners spent nearly an hour and a half at last week's meeting discussing options for a countywide ambulance service. Some 30 people joined the conversation, including city and hospital, as well as ambulance service providers. Commissioners asked for a decision be made by year-end if these would prefer continuing independent operations or would prefer establishing countywide service. Republic County Ambulance Director suggested a next step would be to hire a director if going that route, and that it could take up to a year to get up and running. Their annual budget is $1.2 million with full-time staff. Washington County has set aside $800,000 in the 2026 budget if a countywide operation is adopted. An option discussed would be having a current provider expand and offer contract services. Ability to find qualified EMTs was mentioned as a concern. A countywide service has been considered for nearly 3 years and goes back even further, some 30 years back. No decisions were made, pending feedback from the communities involved. County Appraiser Lance Lease was hired as a county employee after previously serving on a contract basis. Commissioners had looked for an alternative for the past year, expressing concern with cost. Lease is from Sedgwick County and travels to Washington County once or twice each week. He's held the post since 2017. Devin Speakman was approved for hire as deputy sheriff in Washington County. Nemahal County Administrator Robert Reese presented a revised budget with a mill levy set at 40.603 mills, which will be published ahead of a public hearing in August. A public hearing to allow exceeding the revenue neutral rate is planned August 25th at 10 a.m. He has reached out to an environmental firm to do testing at the Pioneer Building in Seneca, which may be a possible site for a new ambulance barn. Gage County Board of Supervisors heard last meeting from a representative with the Nebraska Association of Counties regarding current legislative bills in place and a legislative conference that will be held in Beatrice September 11th. It was also reported Nebraska will be going to a single license plate with no guarantee at this time. Individuals registered will receive the same plate number as currently held. A fatality accident was reported in Beatrice Saturday evening. 45-year-old Amanda Ames of Beatrice died as a result of injuries sustained as she collided with a vehicle driven by a 16-year-old juvenile male at 7th and Monroe Streets. Fire and rescue responded shortly before 10 p.m., and Amanda Ames was airlifted to a Lincoln hospital where she was declared deceased. The other driver and a juvenile male passenger in that vehicle were transported to Beatrice Community Hospital with injuries sustained. Investigation into the accident continues. Union Pacific Railroad continues crossing repairs. 11th Terrace south of Keystone at the UP Crossing closed Tuesday, August 5th, the remainder of the week. The repair crew will continue northwest through Marshall County to the Washington County line through August. Lavonna B. Spoonoggle, age 100, of Blue Rapids, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30, at the New Hope Evangelical Presbyterian Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery north of Blue Rapids. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8. Family visitation Tuesday, 6:30 until 8. At the Christy Anders Funeral in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Lavonna Spoonoggle. Marilyn J. Oldie, age 85, passed away July 31st, and a funeral service is planned Friday, 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church, Palmer, burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 7. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at St. John's Lutheran Church, Palmer, with the Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Marilyn Oldie. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, lasagna with garlic bread, salad, peaches, and cake. Tomorrow, sloppy joe, baked Lay's, pea salad, and Watergate salad. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Marshall County Health Department is offering outreach clinics with adult, adolescent, and children's vaccines, as well as blood pressure measurement. Please bring your current insurance card Tuesday, August 5th, at the Vermilion Community Center from 1 to 2:30 and the Frankfort Nutrition Site from 3 until 6. Then Wednesday, August 6th, at the Waterville Community Center from 1 to 2:45, Blue Rapids Community Center from 3 to 4:45. For information, contact the Marshall County Health Department, 785-562-3485.
Congratulations to our Rock the Plains winners as our summer of winning at KNDY winds down. Out of over 100 entries heading to Manhattan this weekend is Janelle Price, Holly Baumgartner, Kendall Bishop, Rhonda Chilson, John Walsh, and Kayla Clays. Thank you to Hayden Outdoors, Wanklin Oil, Cottage Hill Ag Supply, Crown Over Auto Sales, and Sunflower Community Credit Union for sending our lucky winners to Rock the Plains this weekend.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers early on Wednesday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the lower to mid 80s and staying mostly clear throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the lower 70s. Sunny and warmer throughout Thursday with our highs in the mid to upper 90s, then mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to mid 70s. Staying sunny throughout Friday as well with our highs in the lower to mid-90s. The mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid-70s. Slight chance for some rain showers early on Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and mid-90s. Then more rain may continue into Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Some rain showers are possible into Sunday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Then scattered showers continue throughout Sunday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early August, 91. Record high on this date, 112. The average low, 69. The record low, 42. Sunset this evening, 8:37. Sunrise the morning at 6:30. Sunny in 64 degrees. And that's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 5th of August. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
At At Bob's Walker, on the square in Washington, we are working to provide you with the quality meats you deserve at a price that doesn't break the bank. We process beef and hogs that are locally sourced in this area to fill your freezer. Or we can also put together a meat bundle, whether it's beef, pork, or a combination of the two. We have many products along with fresh beef and pork cuts in our retail case. Do you have your own beef or pork you'd like to get processed? Give us a call at Bob's Walker, 785-325-2920, and we will get you on the books.
Is the new standard. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Phillies, Orioles last night, Kyle Schwarber, a three-run game-tying homer in the third. That was number 39. Then in the sixth,
swung on, belted, high and deep, and it's another grand slam for Kyle Schwarber. And what a way to hit number 40 on the season. 11-3 Phillies. Schwarber with his second of the night.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. Phillies rout Baltimore 15-3. Schwarber driving in six. He records his third 40-homer season as a member of the Phillies. Phillies win. They go up a game and a half in the NL East as the Mets fall to Cleveland in 10 innings. In the loss, Pete Alonso, career homer number 251, one shy of Darryl Strawberry for the most in Mets history. Mets lose in 10. So do the Yankees. They fall 8-5 to the Rangers. Josh Young, a walk-off three-run homer in the 10th after Jock Peterson tied it with a pinch hit homer in the bottom of the ninth for Texas. Aaron Judge will be activated from the 10-day injured list for today's game. He's been dealing with a strain in his right elbow. Red Sox 8-5 winners over the Royals. Boston has won its last six, longest active win streak. Tigers double up the Twins 6-3. Angels a 5-1 win over the Rays. Tampa Bay with baseball's worst record since the start of July. Brewers top the Braves 3-1. Milwaukee has baseball's best record since the All-Star break. Reds 3, Cubs 2, Pirates walk off the Giants 5-4, Diamondbacks 6-2 over the Padres, Cardinals edge the Dodgers 3-2, Blue Jays pound the Rockies 15-1, Toronto with 25 hits in the win. NBA, De'Aaron Fox has a new deal with the Spurs, 4 years, $229 million max extension. College football preseason coaches poll is out, Texas at the top, followed by Ohio State, Penn State, Georgia, Notre Dame in the top five. Should be changing quickly. Texas and Ohio State meet in the season opener in 3 weeks. Browns have a banged-up quarterback room. They add another to the mix. Cleveland adding Tyler Huntley.
Woo-hoo! Hear that? That's what having fewer hot flashes and night sweats can sound like. Veozah is the number one prescribed hormone-free treatment FDA approved for moderate to severe vasomotor symptoms, also known as hot flashes and night sweats, due to menopause. Veozah can cause serious side effects, including liver problems. Your doctor will do blood tests before and during treatment. Stop Veozah and call your doctor if you have symptoms of liver problems, such as feeling more tired than usual, decreased appetite, nausea, vomiting, itching, yellowing of the eyes or skin, pale stool, dark urine, or stomach pain. Don't use Veozah if you have cirrhosis, severe kidney problems, kidney failure, or take CYP1A2 inhibitors. Ask your doctor about Veozah. To learn more, call 1-866-239-1637 or go to Veozah.com. That's Veozah.com.
Are you looking for a new career? Come join the team at Landall Company in Marysville, now hiring for production positions, welders, painters, and assembly, as well as an administrative invoicing position. Competitive wages, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, and exceptional benefits, including incentive bonus, paid time off, all-inclusive medical insurance, and more. Apply online at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381. EEO Vets and Disability, welcome.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stocks snapped their losing streak Monday with the Dow Jones gaining 585 points to close at 44,173. The S&P finished ahead by 1.5%, its best session since May. The NASDAQ composite picked up nearly 2%. Both Toyota and Honda are expected to report that profits fell more than 30% in the latest quarter compared to last year. Both automakers are wrestling with President Trump's tariffs on foreign-made cars and car parts. Home mortgage rates have dropped to their lowest level in 10 months, just under 6.6% for the average 30-year note. The slide comes after last week's weaker-than-expected jobs report, but potential buyers are still facing record-high home prices. Sales of heavy trucks, those that weigh more than 14,000 pounds gross weight, fell 12% in July compared to the same month last year. History shows that heavy truck sales declined sharply prior to a recession. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Zapp Brothers Petroleum wants to remind everyone that propane renewals are due August 15th. Don't let old man winter sneak up on you this year. Give them a call at 785-337-2446. Maximize your savings with a guaranteed propane contract and lock in your price for 1 to 3 winters with Zapp Brothers Petroleum. First year's lease payment is free for any new customer, so call for a quote. Servicing residential and farming to commercial and industrial needs. That's Zapp Brothers Petroleum, treating you like family with service that'll make you want to come back.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. U.S. grain prices are down due to a mix of strong crop production, weaker export demand, and global competition, especially from Brazil. The USDA reports higher ending stocks for corn and wheat, which is putting downward pressure on markets. At the same time, exports to major buyers like China have slowed, and seasonal selling is adding to the decline. With elevated input costs and softer prices, many farmers are facing tighter margins as harvest season. K-State grain economist Daniel O'Brien shares why.
Well, we have every presumption in the market that will have large crops. And even though usage has been pretty good in a number of sectors, particularly for corn, for exports, ethanol not bad, you know, some other factors, not wheat until just recently doing pretty good export-wise, soybeans, a fairly decent crush. Even with all that, the narrative of the market is, at this time, is to pay attention to crop size and still expecting large crops for, well, again, for corn, for soybeans. We've already had a large crop for wheat, and we really don't see any factors changing that. There's been some uncertainty and questions also about what impact tariff discussions at the U.S. has had with various countries, what that will have on trade, and still the big uncertain figure out there, particularly for soybean market, has to do with how U.S. and China tariff discussions will work out, again, with the idea that China might come back in pretty strong on the soybean market and or the grain sorghum market. We'll see. Anyway, either way, you got a combination of production factors and geopolitical factors in play that are being responded to in a very, I guess, if you're talking about the size of crops, a very, very positive way. If you're looking at the outcome of large supplies and growing supply-demand balances, you're looking at factors that would put a damper on prices.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Chevy Lynn Vasky. Weeds are still a concern and issue for many grain sorghum and soybean growers in Kansas. K-State weed specialist Sarah Lancaster discusses control measures for managing weeds. She explains herbicide labeling and application options for Palmer amaranth and grain sorghum.
Herbicide labels are going to kind of cut off application rates at 4-inch pigweeds. And for a frame of reference for our listeners, 4 inches is roughly the size of a can of Diet Coke. That can give you a frame of reference. But really, for things like AIM in particular, like probably less than 4 inches is better. Husky, you know, specifically says 4 inches on the label, but once again, probably smaller is better. And coverage, again, is going to be really important for that product, for those applications.
Time is running out to apply herbicides to soybeans, says Lancaster.
So as I drive around the state, I am seeing more soybean fields than I would like that have not had post-emergent herbicide applications. One of the things that I'm noticing in my research plots is that my kind of late group 3, early group 4 soybeans are starting to flower, which means we're approaching application cutoff times for, especially in particular, glufosinate-based herbicides like Liberty and Liberty Ultra. So we're kind of at crunch time here for a lot of our products. So that's something to think about, is that we're about to run out of time to make those applications on label for our soybean products.
Temperatures can have a significant impact on herbicide drift symptoms.
Questions that we've had and conversations that we've had related to heat and humidity is that we had kind of it seemed like a late long spring this year. We got these really high temperatures later than normal this year. And so what we had is we had plants that were maybe water stressed from too much water, hadn't been exposed to super high heat. We're thinking we're potentially seeing more drift issues because of these relatively sensitive plants being in these high humidity environments and just kind of setting us up for seeing more drift symptomology from contact herbicides.
That was K-State weed specialist Sarah Lancaster with what she is seeing in Kansas grain sorghum and soybean fields. Find the chemical control that is best for the weeds by using the Chemical Weed Control Guide that can be found at www.bookstore.ksre.k-state.edu. Also, check out eupdate.agronomy.ksu.edu. I'm Chevy Lynn Vasky, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
They'll revitalize your skin, freshen your breath, and even polish your shoes. All about the garden's coolest vegetable today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, August 5th, the 217th day of the year. Astronaut Neil Armstrong was born on this day, and in 1884, the cornerstone was laid for the Statue of Liberty. Why do cucumbers have such a cool reputation? For starters, they're about 90% water. That keeps the inside around 20 degrees cooler than the surrounding temperature. It's also what makes them effective for reducing eye puffiness and rehydrating skin. And after you've filled your pantry with pickles, here's a few other uses. Rubbing cucumber on your bathroom mirror will prevent fogging. Use one to polish your shoes for a water-repellent shine. And a few cucumber slices held against the roof of your mouth will freshen your breath as well as any mouthwash. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Sunny and 64 degrees as the warm-up trend continues. Highs near 90 today, could top 90 on Wednesday. Still hit-and-miss chance for scattered showers this week.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it was the first time in the franchise history, but the Wichita State alumni that participated in the TBT tournament, also known as the basketball tournament, captured their very first TBT championship in program history and winning that $1 million prize, defeating the Eberlein Drive with an 82-67 victory on Sunday evening.
Hard to describe. I'm not sure if it's fully set in yet. It's been 6 years in the making. It's been a long time, but it was awesome to get it done in front of our home crowd.
Obviously, this money was always the goal, but and it's sweet, man, but just we'll forever cherish these guys for the sacrifices they made to be here for each other.
That audio from Cake News, where the Aftershocks ended up controlling the majority of the second half of the game, sealing that title and that $1 million prize with two game-winning free throws from Marcus Keene, that was named the 2025 tournament MVP, and Eric Devendorf for the fifth TBT's all-time scoring list with 375 career points.
Howdy folks, it's Caitlin Butts. I cannot wait to play Rock the Plains on August 8th through the 9th at Tuttle Creek State Park. Get your boots on, your tent, your beer on ice, and get ready for some country music. Get your tickets, and I'll see you there.
Sitting with you.
am, how lucky am I?
It's Caitlin Butts. I cannot wait to play Rock the Plains on August 8th through the 9th at Tuttle Creek State Park. Get your boots on, your tent, your beer on ice, and get ready for some country music. Get your tickets, and I'll see you there.
KNDY.